It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I found something in my attic that I wanted to show you. It's a trophy. Yes, it's a swimming trophy. See what it says on there? 4 mile marathon won by Fred Rogers a long, long time ago. You know, I like to swim. Yes, I swim every day. This is a swimming cap that I wear to keep the water out of my hair out of my face. How's it look? There's somebody at the telephone. Hello? Hi, Audrey. Why, certainly. I'd like to see her. All right, fine. Just wait for you out in the porch. All right, goodbye. That's Audrey cleans everything. She's taking care of her granddaughter for a little while today, and she'd like to bring her over here. Let's just go out in the porch and wait for them. Leave my swimming cap in here. I like to sit on this swing. Mm-hmm. Have a little quiet time with you. I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. I like to think that I'm one of the people who takes care of you a little bit each day. Oh, there are Audrey and Maggie now. Come in.
Hi,
Aud. Good.
Here's Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
That's Holly's little girl, my daughter Holly.
Yes. Would you like to come inside? Come on.
There we are. And down the step. All right.
Your nanny helps me here a lot, Maggie.
Yeah, would you like to sit down here?
I wondered if she might like to feed the fish.
I think she'd love to.
Would you, Maggie? Okay. She's all set to feed the fish. That's it. Now just a little bit, you know. That's perfect. See if they find it. See, they've come to find it. See them eating? Want to go in with Nanny? Okay. That's what Maggie calls Audrey, Nanny. That's her grandmother. She gave them just enough.
Oh, good. Well, would you like to sit down and visit for a few minutes before Nanny has to leave? Her mother's over at Elsie Neal's.
Oh.
Took some of her crafts over and some of Maggie's crafts to show Elsie.
Well, you all are an artistic
Who's
family.
Elsie?
Who?
Where's Elsie?
Elsie Neal is over at her craft shop.
Can I see her?
Well, your mom, maybe that's your mom now. Let me see.
Oh, I bet it is.
Excuse me.
Will we see if that's your mom?
It is. Come in, Holly.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
Hi.
Your mother and your daughter are here.
Yes, I see.
Come on in.
We were just at Elsie Neal's.
Could we see some of your things?
You sure may. Let me see here. These are what Mother's done, some needlepoint things.
That's beautiful, Audrey.
Oh, thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Hers.
And mm-hmm. Here's a needlepoint picture frame Nanny did.
Thank you.
And who did that?
You.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's a little girl in a bathtub.
And who gave that to her?
I gave that to Nanny as a present.
Thank you.
Isn't it? But how did you make that, Holly?
That's called baker's clay, and it's flour, salt, and water that you mix just like dough and bake in the oven.
Why, that's a great idea.
Here are some of Maggie's.
Isn't that a lovely present?
Did you make some too, Maggie?
That we did together, didn't we? And here's the one that you did.
Maggie, what is this?
A lamb.
A lamb.
And what's this one that you did?
It's a man? Mm-hmm. Men's face? With the ears and the eyes and the nose and the mouth. You bake it.
Yes, just like cookies or anything else you bake in the oven. And Elsie just loved them and asked us, whoops, if we would maybe do some more for her shop. So would you like to go home and start to work? Would you like that?
Make some things for Elsie Neal's
shop? And we'll
come
back another day. How about that?
She fed the fish.
You did. Have to get started, and I imagine you do, too.
Do you have another job?
Indeed, I do. Took a few minutes out. Maggie?
Come on.
Time to go home.
She doesn't want to go.
I'm sure she doesn't want to go. But you know what we have to do now? We're going to go and get some lunch. Aren't we?
I forgot some paper.
You know where it is? Come here, and I'll show you where it is. Your paper's over, it's over at Nanny's house. That's where we're going to get our paper.
I'm glad you came.
It was a lovely visit.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies. Bye, Maggie. Bless her heart. You know, I think she's only 3 years old. Maggie. Oh, next time she comes, I must show her this trolley. Most children who come just love to see the trolley come in and out. Well, there'll be another time. Let's make believe something about the waterfall. King Friday and Handyman Negri could be discussing that waterfall. All right? Neighborhood of make believe.
Well, now there's
the trolley. How are you, trolley?
Trolley certainly has an easy way of going on and off
and back and forth.
Yes.
I certainly wish that I could think of a way to do the same thing with the waterfall.
That's what I was thinking. What good is a waterfall without falling water?
Well, what we have to do, sir, is to think of an easy way to turn it on and off.
Yes. I was just wondering, couldn't we just have a switch? You know,
switch?
The kind you use to turn the lights on and off.
Well, I think in that case, I had better ask Corny about that, because, you see, he knows a lot more about electricity than I do.
Yes. Well, if you'll kindly do that, report back to me as quickly as possible, because I want an easy working falling water.
I understand, sir. Yes, sir, I will do that. An easy working falling water.
Yes, a farewell.
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you, handyman. Yes.
Okay, sir. Switch. Turn it on and off. Corny! Corny?
Yes?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello, Handyman Negri.
Hi, Corny. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Let me see here. I need to check a little something up here. I've been so busy today. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, what?
Handyman?
Yes, sir?
Would you just turn this switch here? It'll be easier to talk.
This one right here, Corny?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
The other way.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. I certainly have a lot of contraptions here, but of course that's my business.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Corny.
Now, how can I help you?
Well, Corny, I would like a little counsel on falling water switches.
Switches for falling water?
Yes, you see, King Friday would like a switch that would turn the waterfall on and off.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Oh. Well, Corny, what about something like this switch right here?
Well, that would be too dangerous beside a waterfall.
Oh, it would? Well, why?
Oh, you mustn't have electricity so close to open water.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, then it would have to be a different kind of a switch.
Yes, it certainly would. You know, a magic switch would be nice.
Magic? Well, I don't think I know anything about magic switches.
I don't either. I just mean it would be nice.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks anyway, Corny.
Certainly. Now, would you please switch on my power for the factory? I must get back to work.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
This is just
how's where that? I is that all right?
Oh, yes, that's perfect. Thanks very much.
All right, Corny. Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know what to do.
Handyman Avery.
Oh, Miss Plificate.
When you see what I've done.
Well, what is it?
I made this piece of needlepoint. On, off.
But, yeah, I see it. But what's that for?
Well, I was just making it for fun. And all of a sudden, I discovered it's magic.
Magic?
Uh-huh.
Well, how does it work?
Well, wait till I show you. I put it to the on side. And I say the word hat, and my hat goes on.
Well, hey, that really is something.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
And if I want it off, I turn it to the off side, and I say the word hat, and my hat goes off.
Well, that means that you just carry that thing around instead of your hat.
Instead of anything.
Anything? You mean it works on other things, too?
Oh, sure. I could put it here by the castle.
Yeah.
To the on side, say the word flowers, and there you have them.
Flowers? At the castle?
Uh-huh.
Handyman Negri, Miss Plificate, and flowers, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Would you like to show King Friday your new discovery, Miss Plificate?
Oh, sure. I'll just turn my sign to the word off, mm-hmm. And I'll say flowers, and off they go.
Why, excellent. Excellent. What a clever way to turn things on and off.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It works on the radio. It works on almost anything.
And the waterfall.
The waterfall?
A lovely switch for the waterfall. How clever of both of you. I mean, I just give you an assignment, and oh, Negri, you do the best work.
Yes, Miss Plificate, just bring your sign over there by the waterfall. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, how clever
of you. Just right beside the waterfall and put it on, off, on. That's it.
Well?
And show King Friday how it works.
Oh. Waterfall.
Oh, my. That is lovely. Excellent. And to think we won't have to go and fiddle with all those pipes and everything.
Yes, sir. Really...
Let me try it, will you?
Oh, would you like to turn it off, sir?
Yes, I certainly would. How do I do it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll turn the sign beside the waterfall to off.
Yes.
And you say the word.
Waterfall. Oh, you see that? Just excellent. You've solved the problem. You both have my congratulations. Now, come to the sea room where I shall confer congratulations on you. Come along.
Oh, yes. Well, come on. Hey, don't forget your sign. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Your sign did it. It turned the waterfall on.
Now, that's make-believe, of course. There is no real magic switch in our world that turns things on and off just like that. I'm going to put the word on this side, and the word off on this side, and show you something. If I put this sign over the faucet, it doesn't turn it on, does it? No. My hand on this knob turns the water on, though. And if I put the sign off, that doesn't turn off the water, does it? My hand on the knob turns off the water. Try it in here. The sign over the switch that turns on the trolley, it doesn't turn it on by itself, does it? No. A sign doesn't turn things on and off by itself. In fact, that telephone doesn't even ring by itself. Somebody had to make it ring. See who it is. Hello? Francois. Hi. Oh, I'd like to very much. Well, you know I'm interested in all sorts of things. All right, fine. Okay, bye. Francois Clemens says that there's someone who's playing a very interesting instrument at his house, his studio over here. Why don't we just go see? Come along. He knows we're interested in things. Sure, so he invites us to come. Come along to Mr. Clemens' studio.
Hi, Fred.
Thank you for calling.
I want you to meet my friend Agnes Van Hui. This is Fred Rogers.
How do you do, Mrs. Van Hui?
We're working together on a concert, and I was so fascinated with this sitar, I wanted you to come over and hear her play it.
Sitar?
Yes, sitar.
It's called? Sitar. It's a beautiful instrument. Mm. Look. Could I show my friend?
Yeah,
could I tip it up like this?
It's very unusual. This kind of an instrument is about 2,000 years old, this tradition of playing these instruments.
It looks like a big log here.
It's made
with
out of
strings.
Is that bamboo? Would that be?
Yeah, I think it's bamboo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had another instrument at home. It's about 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. What's
and
it made of?
It made all of the real ivory.
Mm.
Yeah, none of this lacquer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is wood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wood, I think.
How does it sound? Oh, isn't that pretty? What is this you have on the fingers there?
Those
are picks,
yeah.
Little picks. Yeah. Oh, my.
When one has played this instrument for a long, long, long time and become really very expert at it, they use their own fingernails, Fred, to play it.
If you have long enough.
If they're long enough and strong enough,
too. Strong enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play us something?
Yeah, I would be very pleased. I'm going to play for you a little song. It's called Running Water. In other words, in Vietnamese, we call Lu Thủy Trường.
Lu Thủy?
Lu Thủy Trường.
Lu Thủy Trường.
Lu, that's mean running, and to eat is mean water. Trường, it's a, you know, the kind of song.
Lu Thủy Trường.
Lu Thủy Trường.
Isn't that pretty? Could you say that? That would be a word in Vietnamese. Lu Thủy
Trường. Trường.
Trường.
Trường. T-R-U-O-N-G.
Trường.
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 Oh, it's very difficult to speak it well.
Well, but that's from the sound we say Trường, but from the north and they say Trường. It's easy for you, Trường, instead of
Trường. Yes.
Yeah.
Would you say one other thing in Vietnamese? Just a sentence so I could hear what the language sounds like.
Well, I can say, like, I like the show very much. We say, tu thích cái chương trình của ông lắm.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Let us hear the sitar, okay. Will you?
All right.
That's lovely.
Isn't that beautiful?
She said she studied for about 12 years to learn to play this.
Oh, my. Could I put one of those on?
Yes, please.
Just to try?
Right, you can move.
Do you have any children, Mrs. Venery?
Yeah, two children.
Do they ever like to try?
Well, yeah, they like to try everything.
Good. And if you're with them when they're trying, that's fine.
It sounds like running water when you do it fast like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it, though, mm-hmm. The running water thing?
Yeah.
But then you were doing things over here with this hand, too.
Yeah.
But, What do you do when you press it down like that?
Well, it makes it vibrate better, you see? Like this.
Oh.
Vibrates the string.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Uh-huh.
And then when she moved it over here a little further, it sounded different, too, when she picked it over in here.
Mm-hmm. You know, Fred, I wanted you to see her dress, too, because she says her mother made her dress. How do you say dress in Vietnamese?
Ao.
Ao?
It's a long dress and with the ao yai.
Ao yai.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. Look at all that delicate work that there on the front.
My, my.
You need to show you?
Yeah, why don't you show our friends, too?
Okay.
Is that lovely?
And that's what she wears.
See the trouser? We have a long trouser. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you wear trouser underneath. You know what I always tell my friends whenever they show me some new thing that they're wearing? I say, that's a really very pretty dress, but the part I like best about it is the person inside.
Thank you so much.
And that's true. Well, if she's going to play the sitar in your concert, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be singing, too. As a matter of fact, one of the songs I'm going to sing is, it's the people you like the most who can make you feel maddest. It's the people you care for the most who manage to make you feel baddest. But it's also the opposite is true. It's the people you like the most who can make you feel happiest. It's the people you care for the most likely who manage to make you feel snappiest.
Snappiest is right. Well, you all should have a snappy recital, the two.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you for asking me over.
Thanks for stopping over.
I'm very
Thank
glad
you.
To have
very
met
pleased
you.
To see you. And my children has loved asked me to say hello to you. They love your show very much.
Well, please give them my best, and I'm glad their mother would help us make it. Bye,
you.
Mrs. Bye-bye. Henry.
Okay, so long, Fred.
Bye, Fran.
You know, I was just thinking, it'd be nice if you could...
You know, learning to play a complicated instrument like that takes so much practice. Yeah. Wonder if Mrs. Van Huy ever thought that she'd like to have some sort of a magic way of playing when she was learning. You know, put that on sign right on the instrument, have it play itself. She may have wished that, but she kept on practicing while she was wishing and wanting to play. And all that together was what helped her to learn. You know, I would have never learned to swim if I hadn't tried and tried and practiced over and over again. I'm glad I did, you know. Glad I did learn. Boy, I swim like this. Sometimes I swim on my side. Sometimes I even swim on my back. Yeah. I'm really glad I learned because it makes me feel good. Sure, swimming makes me really feel good. Makes me feel proud of myself, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. Sure. You and I get to visit practically every day. And that makes it special for me. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.